People do some strange things with their bodies these days. They pierce them in some very odd places, tattoo them, adorn them, flaunt them, and yes, abandon them to immorality. So what's the story here? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Well, you might say to me, Bernie, hang on just a minute. I have a tattoo. Are you saying that's wrong? I have pierced ears. Is that wrong? I love looking my best. Surely that can't be wrong. In any case, as I heard one prominent preacher say after she'd had a facelift, it's my body. I can do with it what I want. But here's my question. If you're a Christian, if you passionately want to follow Jesus, is it entirely your own body? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. You should know that your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit that you receive from God and that lives in you. You don't own yourselves. God paid a very high price to make you His, so honor God with your body. The Apostle Paul wrote that, admonishing the Corinthian church over sexual immorality. His argument? You don't own your body because if you've decided to follow Jesus, if you've accepted His free gift of mercy and grace and of forgiveness and life eternal, then you've been bought out of your slavery to sin at a very great price, the death of Jesus, the Son of God, on that cross. My point today isn't to condemn anyone for that tattoo or piercing or whatever. My point is this. When you're deciding what to do with your body, remember, it's not your own. You've been bought with a price. So glorify God with your body. That's His word, fresh for you today. God yearns to set us on the right path, His path, through the power of His word. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.